What's good, John Trone? What's up, brother?
What's happening, brethren?
Man, we get this podcast started. You know how it go. Just waiting on my man Nick. We can get it started. And there he goes, speaking of devil, and he shall appear. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Positivity Spartans. We're going to be talking about some healthy competition today. As always, you can find us on Twitter at PSpartan3. Find us on Facebook at Positivity Spartans. As always, I'm joined by the Spartans at a round table, Mr. John Driven to Succeed Trone. What's up, bro?
What's good, brother, man? I'm glad to be here. Happy to be around everybody, you know, who's continue to motivate me, man, and lift me up, man. And I look forward to doing the same for everybody out there.
Yes, sir. And then, of course, got the host with the most, Mr. Nick Pastrana. What's up, bro?
To my brethren, what is good? To the rest of the Spartans, howdy. What's up, y'all? I'm feeling it today, man. There's some magic in the air, dog.
There's definitely some magic in there. Like today's gonna be one of those episodes where once we hang up, we're gonna be like, yo, bro, that
I'm gonna hit you with the flame emoji as soon as we hang up. You know how that
Three of them to keep
Straight
them both.
by.
Word up, man.
Word. So let's get it started, man. How's everybody doing every day? How's everybody doing today? Hopefully y'all having a great day. It's a Friday. You know, we recording on a Friday, but we'll push it out on Saturday. As always, you know, we like to get started with a motivational quote. So I'm gonna let Nick lead it off today. So if you want to go ahead, my brother.
All right, man. And I actually got this. I was watching a sacred geometry documentary earlier with the lady over some healthy bowls, man. And it fucked up my whole day, man. It just got me thinking all in my head. But I'll share some of that with y'all too. The quote, though, it's an Albert Einstein quote. And it says, "If you can't explain something simply, you don't understand well enough." You know, so for me, you know what the way I take that and digest it, I talk about some off the wall shit a lot of the time, and I'm well aware of that. And sometimes, well, a lot of the time, you know, I don't understand it as well enough because I can't explain it simply. And that's okay because that's why I keep digging into these things, because I want to be able to get to the level where I can explain that one thing simply to the people that really want to know about those things. Come join me, man. Come join me while I do this.
Yo, that's real. That's like super real. So y'all know my job. Like I gotta talk to people all day, and I have to instruct people how to operate the computers over the phone, bro. So I work with a lot of older people. You know what I mean, because I work with FEMA, so I'm working with a lot of older people. Yo, trying to explain to an older person how to operate an iPhone takes so much patience, bro. So much patience, and that is like the true, like that is one of the truest quotes like I could possibly ever hear today, because it is so serious. If you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it well enough. So I can't be like, all right, yeah, hit the home button, and then we're gonna go in here, we're gonna reconfigure this, that, and the third, because they're gonna be like, what? So, I gotta break it
Real.
down to Sesame Street level, man. And
Yeah.
that's so real, because when you think about it, like you. Like I so we I have children in my life, Trone has children in his life. When you're trying to help like kids with homework, like bro, if you didn't understand it as an adult looking at them now, you're not gonna understand that. That mess is kind of crazy now. I ain't gonna front.
Bro, let me tell you how real that is, man. Like, I'm kind of dealing with that right now. Well, you know, have been for a while, but so you know, I got a little good. Trying to get everything that I want to get across to her is a challenge every time, because it's like every time I have to explain something, I'm trying to say like, how can I get this into 9-year-old terms? You know, like how can I get it to where, you know, she can understand it's the way that I'm trying to get it across without using words that I know she may not understand, or whatever the case may be. But man, that's it goes really deep, man. And if really thinking about it, it's just like everything that we're doing here, you know, for the community, as we're trying to get this message across, you know, we want to be able to do that the simplest way possible, so that way everybody can see, you know, the goals and the way that we are trying to get, you know, the message of positivity, you know, spread it on a massive scale. And to see, you know, like that it's really not as hard as a lot of people think it is. We just have to be receptive of it, you know, and I think that, you know, rings a lot of bells.
Yeah. And to piggyback onto that real quick, it's like not only can how can you get into 9-year-old terms, right? But it's like how can you do that and it still be as effective as you want it to be too, and not lose any power of the punch.
That's too true, because
Exactly,
you want to get your point across, but you don't want to leave out any of the most important parts. And that may be the most difficult part about explaining something, like you said, to a 9-year-old, because you know, I mean, they're just trying to learn life itself. And now you're trying to bring in a foreign concept to make them understand. And it's like, how can I say this and give it the most impact, but make it the simplest possible? And that really is a challenge.
using
Yeah,
small
right.
words. Yeah.
Using small words to explain big things. It's one of those personal
Oh, yeah.
challenges with yourself. And you know, since we're
Yeah.
talking about healthy competition, you know what I mean? Like, definitely make it. I personally make it a point to try and learn a new word every day, whether it be, you know, a super extravagant word or maybe one of the most simplest terms that people slip by. I always challenge myself to do that, man, to expand the vocabulary, because when you know more words, it literally makes it easier to explain stuff. Like, I there's no other way to say that. When you know more words, it's so much easier to explain things to people.
Yeah, I agree with
Man.
that, man. Like, just you could do a lot with a large vocabulary, and you could just get your point ac like you said, you get your point across more. It's fire, because I feel like I use words powerfully. I have a lot of confidence in my words,
It's like
and it's not only the words you use, right, but it's how you deliver them too, because two people could use the same word and one person uses the word well and the one other person doesn't. So, you know, there's a lot that's on like the vocab tool belt. Not only is it your repertoire, but it's your skill, your tone,
Yeah,
your
your
delivery.
delivery, I was about to say,
Your yeah. So there's a lot that goes into it, but you're on point, man. And if you can master that, you're learning how to master how to talk to people then. So you're going to be able to build relationships with that. And when you have good relationships with people, I mean, that just shows in every part of your life. Then you're able to do what you want, man, and move the chess pieces where you need to move the chess pieces. So
Exactly.
it's a very powerful tool, man.
I think that's really, really dope, man, because of the fact that, like, how you spoke before on a previous podcast, how we was talking about how it's great that we all have us all on here to where we can deliver a message, because even though the message may be the same, each one of us can deliver it in a certain way that's going to appeal to someone else. And that just goes to show, you know, the power of words and deliverance, you know, and how we get our messages across to people.
That's real.
That's
That
nice.
is real, because that's why we came together, you know what I mean? For the
This
community,
is
by the
healthy
community.
competition.
Health, exactly. This is the healthy competition, because we all challenge ourselves to elevate to the next level. Like, I'm not gonna let Tron come on here and, you know, talk about a topic and he out talk me, and I'm not gonna let Nick come out here and deliver better quotes than he does me. So I'm gonna go here every day and I'm gonna, you know what I mean? I'm gonna study the episode topics, I'm gonna look into some stuff, you know what I mean? And
Damn right.
it makes for
I really, man. It's like when I like we in the gym, man. Like every
Oh
day, you
man.
know, we be on our 2:30, 3 o'clock type deal, man. Every time I'm in there, man, it's like even though I got on the headphones and whatnot, and I'm usually in my own zone, it's like I'm competing against everybody that's around me.
Yep.
And it's like not necessarily, you know, like because, you know, like I'm against them or anything, you know, and what they're doing. It's just because, like, for me, it's a motivator. Like, I've always been extremely competitive, like extremely competitive. Like, I gotta be the best. I gotta be able to lift more weights. I gotta have, you know, that one leg up. Not because I want to see anybody else fall or anything like that, you know, but because it pushes me to want to go to the next level, you know, because as you see people around you, you know, that are exceeding and excelling and that are looking to go to the next level, it makes it great when you can see those people, you know, and you can aspire to be on that same level and to go further beyond. And that's the way that I look at it. Say, man, so I always think it's an amazing thing, you know, to have that healthy competition, because it's going to continue to push you, you know, to want to go to the next level.
Yeah, it's gonna continue to make you want to be great. I think it was actually you who told me one time, we were having one of our many discussions that we've always had, that if you want to be successful financially, that you should be the brokest person in your group. Like everybody else in your group, like should have, not necessarily more riches, but like they should have more knowledge into how to invest in the way that you want to invest if you want to be successful. Was it you that told me that?
Most
Yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
man. You know, your work equals your net worth.
Yes. Yes, and that's so real. That like that goes back to the healthy competition again. Like when me and you were in the gym, like, yeah, I'm focused and we may be doing two separate workouts that day, working on two body parts. But I'm trying, like, I'm scoping you out from afar, trying to make sure that you're not outworking me. You know what I'm saying? Because it motivates
Bro.
and it pushes me. Like, if I see you going to work on that Stairmaster, I'm like, all right, look, I could add another 3, 4 reps in this bench press. You know what I'm saying? Like, that healthy
I'm
competition.
like that day in and day out, man. Like I like you know the Stairmaster is my joint,
Oh,
man. Like
yeah.
I be on there, man, and I see some cats that be running up the thing. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me go ahead and step it up to even faster than they is. And then on top of that, when they stop, I'm gonna keep going.
Yes.
Word.
I'm like, you know, like, it's like how I know y'all have at least one time seen that video of Will Smith talking about like, you know. There's one thing that's distinctly different about me, and it's if we get on the treadmill, either you're getting off or I'm gonna die, and that's just it.
Yeah, I remember
You know,
that
y'all from the Stairmaster, it's like either you're getting off or I'm gonna die, like, and that's it, man. Cause like
video. Yeah.
it's
Word.
like because I'm ready to push it to that level, man, because you know it's that drive to wanna do better and to be better, man, you know, and I don't think a lot of people don't really know how amazing of an aspect that is, because you know a lot of people say, you know, like, oh, being in you know having that competitive spirit, you know, like, and they can look at it in a negative light, you know,
Yeah.
and when you let's say you know like you win or you get a leg up on whoever it is, you know, they may look at it as, oh, you're bragging and boasting or whatever the case may be. Like for me, man, like I'm receptive of it. I'm like, all right, cool, you may have won this time, but it ain't gonna happen too many more times after that. I can tell you that, because otherwise I'm gonna keep pushing until I win, because the competition ain't over until I win. Yeah.
What was that 49er challenge, bro? And we talk about this all the time because that might have been one of the most fun challenges I've ever done in the military. It was like 100 sit-ups.
Yo, so it was, and I used this, man, when I got to my next unit. So it was 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. Then we ran, I think it was a half mile. And then when we got to the half mile, it was another 100 push-ups, another 100 sit-ups. Then you had to run back that half mile and do another 100 push-ups and another 100 sit-ups. Yo, that was my freaking challenge, man. I love it. Because anybody that knows me knows I hate to run. But if I can't do nothing else, I can do push-ups and I can do sit-ups phenomenal. Like, I'm a beast with
Yo,
it.
Nick, you should see the
Yo,
challenge,
that
man.
sounds fun. That sounds fun.
Yo,
That challenge sounds
it
fun,
was
though, I gotta
intense.
admit.
It was intense, man, because the thing is, it's like I told you, I don't really like to run. Like, I'm a sprinter, but I'm not a long distance runner. And so, because I'm great at push-ups and sit-ups, I will fly through those so quick that when I start to run, I got a huge
Yeah,
distance
huge
between me and the next person. So I always stayed in like the top three of the company. But man, when it came to that run, I ain't gonna lie, man, I'd be getting halfway there, man, and I have people that be catching me. Like, see me doing push-ups so I get way in front of them.
Yeah.
Man, he should save me time.
Yeah, that's funny. That sounds like fun though, man. That really does.
It
And
does.
you brushed up on it a little bit, Tron, and I just want to reiterate it. You know, healthy competition between others does not mean that you're seeing another man down.
Yes.
It means that you are both striving for the same goal of excellence, and you're going to be pulling whoever's in front will pull the other one. And it's probably going to switch sometimes, and then that person does the pulling. But it healthy competition between people just means that you're helping each other and you're going towards the same goal with one another. It does not mean seeing a man down at all.
Exactly.
I'm swear, I'm so glad you said that. Like we need to slow clap for that because
Yeah.
that definitely need to be said. Like too many there's too many people, there's too many situations to where just because somebody else is winning, they get upset and they want to see that person lose. Like, nah, if that person's winning, like congratulate that person. You know what I mean? Like,
It's
because
the abundance principle. There's
yeah,
enough out here for everybody. Trust me.
for
Trust me.
everybody. Yo, the
Because there
science of
really
getting
ain't that
rich.
many. Yo, there really ain't that many people out here putting in the work. And even
Exactly.
if everyone was out here putting in the work, there's still enough for everybody.
For everybody. And that I don't know if you've read The Science of Getting Rich, but he actually says that in there. He says, don't worry, like if another man is getting rich, like you should try to do the same thing because there is enough for everybody out there that he can get rich as well as you getting rich, as long as you are a creator. Dig that. As
Exactly,
long
man.
as you
That's
are a
that.
creator.
That's that abundance mentality, man, like that we all need to have because we should always believe and know that there's plenty out here for each of us. You know, that there's no lack, you know, of accomplishment and success and what it is that we can achieve in this life. You know, like there's no lack or of anything out here, you know, that we want in this world. But we all have to be willing to go get it. And we need to surround ourselves with people, you know, who see those things as being, you know, something that's worth going after also. And we can attack those things together because if I see my brother or my sister, you know, going after something and ideas or goals or visions are similar and the same, of course, I'm going to go after it hard because I know they're going to go after it hard. And we're going to do that together and we're going to go toward that goal together. And when I see my brother or my sister slacking, I'm going to encourage them just the same as I would expect them to encourage me to keep going, you know, because the ultimate goal is the same, you know, to be the best that we can be in this life, you know, to do the best that we can be in this life. And we need people that are going to push us towards our own excellence, you know, as we encourage them to do the same.
Yeah, and Napoleon Hill calls it the mastermind. You know, you're forming a mastermind, and like the cliche, two minds is better than one. It's cliche, man. It's been overused. It's been diluted. That shit is watered down. It doesn't have the power that it once did, but it doesn't take any validity away from it because that is more true than ever. Two brains is better than one. Three brains at a round table is better than one. You
You
know what
feel
I'm
me?
saying? An army of brains
You
is
feel
better
me?
than one. So if we all come together, I'm telling y'all that the possibilities are truly just endless, man. And it'll just be a huge environment of friendly competition, healthy, everyone making each other better, you know, and everyone rubbing each other the right way with no innuendos there. Just everyone's energy coming together and just building some shit that I can't even articulate it, bro, because there are no words for it
Yo,
because it hasn't been created yet.
it's like a spirit bomb, bro.
Yeah, it's legit, bro.
It's like a spirit bomb.
Yo, for real,
That
man. For real.
energy.
It's just like that post, man, that I made earlier today. For everybody, you know, go and check out the Positivity Spartans page.
Yes,
Made
please.
a post today that says, make friends with people who force you to level up.
Yes.
Your network is critical, you know. You need to be around people, you know, like who you want to learn with, who you want to grow with, who you want to build with, you know, and it's completely critical to your own success, you know, because we gotta have those people, you know, who are like-minded around us, which is why I'm so, you know, appreciative of, you know, the Spark community. And it's so great to be able to have this community because everybody that's around us and that's locked into this, you know, we all have an outlet. Or someone, or someone there who can continue to push us forward in the direction that we're trying to go, because we all want our own success, you know, in our own right, and it's up to each of us to encourage us to do that, and to make it to those levels that we want to achieve, and to even get across the message that we can go even further beyond.
Exactly. And what's crazy is that might sound like a lot, but really, once you start changing up your, like once you start building your team around you towards that goal, that vision, it all comes naturally. It all really comes naturally. Once you surround yourself with people who want the same things, the rest of it just comes naturally. Once you start putting in that work, you know what I mean? Once you start radiating that positivity, that positive things keep happening, and you just build and build and build, and it just becomes like it becomes second nature, like to be completely honest, like it really does,
Facts.
because like we don't even realize it, but the Spartans, we all competing with each other in a healthy
Yeah.
way, you know what I mean? Because we're constantly thinking, yo, when are we doing the next episode? Yo, so what's the next topic? yo, I got a quote for the next topic. Like, yo, I already got a rant ready for the next. Like it's so crazy. It's like, yo, are you ready? Nah, are you ready? I've been ready. It just
Word,
happens. It
man.
happens like so naturally, and like you can just at any given moment, like, you know what I mean? You're so focused that you're ready to compete. I think a lot of people, when they hear that competitive mindset, they think of, oh, I got to be a mean person. And like you said, Nick, like that's not really the case. You know what I mean? You can go out there, have you mean have fun and still compete. Like I said, me and my boys in the gym, like the Tabata training. Like I've talked about that in a previous episode. You know, I'm not gonna lie, bro. My core isn't the strongest. You know what I mean? It's not the
Nah,
strongest part
yeah.
of my body. You know what I mean? That shit killed me, but I was not finna let you know that. I was not finna let you know that. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take these
Yeah.
workouts and I'm gonna get it in. But man, I ain't gonna lie,
Hey,
that was definitely a
I'll
challenge.
share a story too, man. About 2 years ago is when I started running. And it's pretty much coming on 2 years. It was 2 Aprils ago I started running. And the people I started running with, my buddy was, he's an animal. I mean, he's done ultra marathons. He's hit 40 miles in a shot. And some people do more, but that's who I started running with. So, we started doing like, we started doing like 6 mile loops. We started 6 mile loops. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, I've never even ran more than three. My man wants me to do six. But I might let him know, but I'm like, I ain't gonna bitch out, So I ran that six, and I'm running around 9 minute miles and shit. And my man's running in low eights, high sevens when we started there. And let me tell you something, he left me in the dust, you know what I'm saying? But every day I kept coming back. I kept coming back. I would tell him, like, yo, Paulie, I'm gonna catch you, son. I'm gonna catch you. And a few months later or whatnot, he just had an off day. We went out for a 5 mile jaunt, and he just had an off day, and I beat him. So that goes to show that it was healthy competition. He never made me feel bad about beating me. He always humanized himself. He's one of the most humble dudes I've ever come across. He's like, hey man, you'll get there. He's like, just keep showing up. You'll get there. You'll get there. You know what I'm saying? And like, it got to the point where I knew I was a good runner. Now, I mean, I could still probably go out and go hit 13 miles. I haven't run in a couple months, but if I didn't hang out with someone that could run 40, there's no way in hell that I could be able to go run 13 now.
Run 13, that's true. That's
You
too
know what
true.
I'm saying? So I was around someone that made me extremely uncomfortable when it came to pounding the pavement, but I used healthy competition to make me proficient at pounding the pavement.
Facts, use it as that motivation.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
So,
all facts.
that's crazy, man. That's dope, bro. I'm glad you told that story, because to go from 0 to 13, a lot of people may not see that as a
And
big
I
jump,
mean,
but
he pushes me too. I mean, I did a 28-mile ruck march with him too.
oh, that's how
And
you, I know how that feels. Definitely know how
bro,
that
and we didn't actually ruck it with weight, but we ran the whole thing.
feels.
We would only pretty much walk uphill, but in 28 miles, it took him, I think he did 4 hours 40 minutes, and I did 4 hours 48 minutes, and he came in fourth, I came in fifth, and we did the whole thing together, bro. And by we hit mile 20, and like I was hurting. Like I can't, bro, I can't even tell you, man, I'm hurting. And like he just has like a nice steady slow jog. I'm like, yo, Paulie, it's all good. I'll meet you at the end, But like the kind of dude he was, he didn't want, he just needed the okay. I'm like, yo, trust me, I ain't stopping. I'll meet you
gonna
at
keep
the end.
going.
He was willing to sacrifice his time to make sure that I finish.
That's what's up, bro. That's
You
what's
know what
up.
I'm saying? And
That's
I'm
dope.
like, nah, dog, you go finish, get your time. I'll meet you at the end. And I
Yeah.
crossed the line 8 minutes after he did. And yeah, I remember that last mile, bro. I probably ran that last mile sub six because I just kept telling myself I was a beast the whole last mile. And I just repeated that shit. Because,
it
yo, 28 miles in, bro, I crossed the line and I
everything.
dropped. I was on the floor for like 40 minutes
Yeah.
before I realized I was still alive.
Yo.
Like,
Bro, I see you. Yo, so we
boy,
did.
I done a 12 mile for time, and that killed me, boy. You talking about 28?
28.
Oh my
28. That's
But
crazy.
healthy competition, man. Healthy competition, and
But you
ultimate.
know what, man?
Go ahead, Tron.
I'm sorry, I
No,
didn't mean to
no,
step
you're
over you
good.
like
No,
that, man.
you're good. You're good. Go ahead.
You look at it, man, like how a lot of people can look at, can look at it in a negative light. But the reality of it is that somebody is going to be better than you at something, and you're going to be better at something over somebody. But in those elements or in those fields or whatever it may be, that someone is better than you, it should be your obligation, to get to that person's level and to go beyond. Just as it should be that person's obligation to stay ahead of you, because it forces, the two or the group of people to continue to do better. And it's not as, we're looking down on the next person. It's because, hey, we can become better from where we are. The more we continue to strive to get to a higher level, we're gonna do better, and we're gonna encourage each other to get to that next level. And it's always gonna be somebody that's in front of us in something. But the goal is to continue to aim higher, because the moment you get comfortable, you stop growing. The moment you get complacent, you stop growing. It's about that consistency and effort that we have to continue to put forth in everything that we do, be it the gym, be it whatever it is that our work is, do it, be it towards pursuing our dreams and whatever our goals are in life. We need to be around people, who encourage us to go to that next level and to meet that next plateau. And it's so critical, and it's so important, because as we continue to do that, it makes all of us better. And I think that's, one of the biggest goals right now in the community. And like, as we continue to flood social media with positivity, we're gonna rub that off on the other people, and even though ours may be pretty high, there may be other people out there who's listening who's isn't so high. But through our actions, it'll give them something to aim for as we continue to grow for ourselves. And I
And
think that's
vice
one of the
versa
major
too.
things that we have. Exactly.
Yeah, because
Exactly.
there's people
It's
doing it bigger
strengthening the
than us,
community.
and we're trying to, they're encouraging us to get better.
Definitely.
Exactly, to get to the next level.
Definitely. Speaking
Word.
of encouraging people to get to the next level, go check out Raquel Robinson's podcast, It's So Real. She shouted us out in her last episode, so big ups to her. Thank you so much for that. Check out Ill Will's podcast. I believe it's called The X Factor, if I'm not mistaken. I might have to check on that, and I'll leave it in the description. And then, of course, Michael Lopez, another great podcast. He talks about, pretty much talks about the industry. Like, if you're trying to hop in, like, anything new technological wise, I would definitely check out his podcast, because he drops some very good information. Just some other podcasters out there that are out there doing their thing just like us.
That's real. That's real hard. And I love what you said, Trone, about someone's always going to be better at something than you are. And the flip coin of that is you're, like you said too, someone, you're going to be better at something that someone else is at too. So I'm a firm believer that we all have a purpose here. We all have a skill and a gift, and our job is to find that gift at all costs and use that gift for the greater good of the people. And
Most definitely.
that gift is what you are better at than most people, so to speak. So yeah, I love that you said that. And back to the competition. Ultimately, all this competition around us can be extremely beneficial, but really, 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 the best competition is with the person you see in the mirror.
Yo, so
You know,
true.
and your goal, I know my goal is to be better than the man I was yesterday. And my buddy Noel says that all the time. So even if it's just like I did 15 push-ups yesterday, I'm gonna do 16 today. Or I didn't make my bed in the morning yesterday, I'm gonna make my bed in the morning today. Or I didn't eat good yesterday, I'm gonna eat healthier today. So it doesn't have to be something on a grand scale. It's the small things that really give you that momentum to get to the big thing.
That's real, man. Appreciate you dropping that jewel, and I hope everybody listening, likes jewelry, because my
Yeah.
boy's dropping jewels on you right now.
He sure is. He dropping them gems. You just need to receive those. That is definitely true.
Exactly.
Like, Nobody is going to hold you back more than you hold yourself back. Like there is nobody that holds you back. Like it really is that person in the mirror is your biggest competition. So like one of my favorite movies is Creed. Y'all seen Creed?
Oh, hell yeah. Fire.
Bro,
flame emojis, bro.
Yo, that scene where he's in the gym, him and Rock, and he's like, yo, I want you to stand here, look in the mirror. So that person in the mirror, that's your biggest competition. He said, I believe that in life, and I believe that in boxing. And I was like, oh, that's too true. Yeah. You know?
I quoted Rocky. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's crazy. And that's like one of my favorite scenes in the movie, too. Because, you know what I mean, like, he literally is there having a competition with himself because he's shadow boxing himself. And as he's throwing punches, you know what I mean, he's slipping the punches. And, you know what I mean, I use that metaphorically as my competition with life. It's me every time I wake up and I look in the mirror to brush my teeth. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna outdo you today. You know what I mean? Everything you did yesterday doesn't matter because I'm gonna do it 10 times better today. And that's the mindset you gotta go into it with.
It's just like as you said, as he's shadow boxing, man, you know, he's trying to dodge his own punches. It's like, yeah, you know, like as he keeps throwing himself these punches, he has to, you know, be quicker than himself. He has to outwit himself. He has to be faster than that. And like, man, because, you know, we are our own worst critics, you know? So that battle that we fight against self is usually the hardest battle to win. And people have to realize, you know, that you kind of have to want it. You have to want it for yourself, for one. You know, it's like everybody around you, you know, can want it for you, but it doesn't become real until you want it for yourself, because you know, regardless if you tell anybody or not, you know your downfalls, you know your shortcomings. But you have to be willing to fight through whatever limitations you feel like you may have. And you have to be willing to go through in order to get to where you're trying to get to. And, like, I don't think a lot of people really, you know, like, focus enough to pay attention to the fact that, you know, they have their own demons that they have to be, you know, within themselves that can sometimes prevent them from getting to that next level. But realize, you know, In all of these battles, you can win. You can win, but you have to be willing to tell yourself that and believe it.
And that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. You be spitting that jazz, bro. Like, I need to get the snapping fingers because you be spitting that truth.
that was good shit, huh? That was good shit. Little side note, man, something that I would like to share with y'all for sure, and definitely with the community. From that Sacred Geometry documentary I was watching earlier. So this might get a little bit nerdy, but I'm a fucking nerd. Like,
no,
and
it's cool.
I've embraced it, especially after I graduated high school. I've really, really embraced it. You know, I got no one to be cool for anymore, and I wish I didn't care about that shit back then. But so I've really embraced it. And so Sacred Geometry basically is like the math of consciousness and existence and how we all started and shit. So it's the math behind that, or so to speak. But so they were talking about it, and they talk about something called psychophysiological coherence. And what that means is that your blood pressure, your heart rate variability, and your respirations are all in sync. Okay. And it actually says that the way to get into psychophysiological coherence is through consistent positive emotions. So I thought that was interesting, man, because basically it's science that is saying that consistent positive emotions actually have health benefits as far as regulated blood pressure, heart rate variability, and better breathing.
You know, I can definitely believe that. Like, I definitely feel that, because I feel like ever since I've been on this positive journey, I definitely have been feeling a lot better, breathing a lot deeper, and just like overall performing better in everything I do. And it's crazy that
Yeah, I'm telling you, that doc, it was almost 2 hours long, and I was trying to watch it at night the past two nights, and I fell asleep simply because I was tired.
Yeah.
But what it did, I saw the beginning three times. you know, and I was completely cool with it. Yeah, bro. I'm like, I kept asking the lady, I'm like, babe, you want to start it again? And she's like, yeah, let's just watch it from the beginning. I'm like, word, I felt the same way. I'm glad we agree.
Yo, shoot me but, the link for that. Yeah, shoot me the link
for that. Yeah, I will. I definitely will. Actually, with the signs, man. Word, yo, it's for real.
The movies, everything.
For the community, too, it's just if you go to YouTube, just type in sacred geometry, and it's the spirit science one. They actually got a bunch of dope fucking videos and documentaries about some taboo topics, you know, some topics that science really does have an answer for now, and it's not in the mainstream because the idea is still taboo, and if you talk about these things, they think you're some off-the-wall fucking nut job. And I'm talking about spirit. I'm talking about consciousness. I'm talking about multiple dimensions, and it's all the shit that the cartoons and fucking all these superheroes, it's the stuff they talk about, bro. And, you know, we think it's just TV, but really the whole time they were probably just trying to send the mass public a message discreetly, you know, and a lot of us just weren't apt to catch that, and it's not all our faults, but it's like I said at the beginning of the year, again, I just feel like, it's looking good for humanity. And in the documentary, it's sort of, and I felt that way prior to this documentary. But the documentary sort of gives you why that really, really is the case. And it's about 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old. So this came out prior to that. But it's dope. It's dope. Y'all felt, I will definitely send you to the links. Maybe we could get the link in the show notes.
Yeah. Put it in the description.
You know, and, Y'all definitely gotta watch it. It's a cool little joint to watch with the wifey drone. Doria would definitely dig it, bro. Even the kids, like, it's kid friendly, bro. It's definitely kid friendly. It got like a little puppet there doing the whole narrating. Like, no, you know, no curse words, but it's smart. It's intellectual. You know, just to put some good stuff on, and you're not inputting the garbage, so you're not outputting garbage. You know.
Yeah, it's a fact. That's what it's all about, filtering out the BS.
Yes, sir.
Man, but it's crazy how, like, we're coming across all these shows and books now that are speaking about doing the exact same things that we're doing, man. That's definitely a refreshing feeling. Like you had said earlier, it's a good feel for the year. Like, 2018 might be one of those pivotal years where everything shifts from such negativity to
Son, it's not, and it's not just the year, bro. When I was last podcast, that's what made me want to bring the quote about. I know I was talking off the wall, some off the wall shit, you know, about the hippies, made a little bit of mushrooms and fucking, you know, and saying that the movement is now. But I'm telling you, I'm sane, and I'm telling you that this whole positivity thing is gonna pick up. The wellness industry is gonna change. It's gonna be less pills, mental. Health is, we are aware of mental health. There's a movement coming. There are people trying to treat that. I don't know if you saw that Vic Mensa video that went pretty viral yesterday. I saw a few people share it, and he was just talking about mental health awareness in school, saying we need more counselors and things along that to help these kids. Like, we're aware, and more people that are aware are coming out and talking, and I'm sure that the people who are aware, that have power, which means that have money, you know, everyone's linking up. Like, even us at our level, you know, we're all coming together and we're trying to put a movement, and we're all linking up. And I'm telling you, dog, it sounds nuts, but in 5 years, let's come back to these episodes and see where we're at. I'm telling you, man, there's magic happening each and every day, and it's coming. It's here, but it's just starting to blossom, you know, like the seeds planted, and like there's like a little bit out the ground right now, you know, and it's only going to become a big ass sunflower, bro. I'm telling you.
Most definitely.
That's why we got to do our part, man, you know, to contribute to the growth, because as the world, you know, around us continues to develop, we have to do the same thing. And there's going to be countless things, you know, that come against us that are going to try to, you know, take us off of that off of that path, you know, that's going to try to capture our focus, you know, but we have to use our platform and our, you know, our Spartan community, you know, to encourage ourselves, you know, to keep delivering the message the way that we do, to keep promoting positivity the way that we do, you
and to keep uplifting all of those people, you know, who are around us and within our network, because we're powerful, you know, together. There's strength in unity. And we have to take advantage of that unity, you know, and that strength from the unity. And that's what I feel like, you know, like what we're here for, you know. For everybody else out there listening, this is a community, you know, how Isaiah says, you know, for the community, by the community. Which is why we ask for everybody's input, you know, to see where their minds are, where their heart is and stuff like that. So that way we can help contribute to those things, because if we're not giving back to our own people, then what are we doing? You know, what is this for?
Exactly.
Positive vibes only.
Positive vibes only, man.
All positive. That puts that positive mentality, man, because that's where it starts. Just like the last episode, that morning coffee, first thing in the morning, you have a positive thought, have a positive mindset. Say no, but good things going to happen to you. Ain't nothing good things going to happen for you.
Momentum.
Yeah, exactly. It's like running downhill. It's like running downhill, and it's such a great feeling. Like, we not just talking about it. Like, it really is such a great feeling, you know what I mean? Just having the positivity radiate, like I'm hyped. Like, I can't even sit still. Like, I'm walking around the room as we do this episode because I get so energized from you know what I mean, just hearing and talking about the positive mindset, just having, you know what I mean, like these conversations, like with substance, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times throughout the day, you know, we get so stuck in, you know what I mean, work and doing what we do every day, we get stuck in that mindset. A lot of people don't have the time to sit down and just have conversations with some substance. So it's great, you know what I mean, to you know, just do this, you know, sit, talk, you know, get a fresh mindset, get, you know what I mean, get some insight on some new things, get introduced to some new things, and it really just challenges yourself, because you're like, all right, bet, look, there's so much more out here that I can learn. Let's get ready to get it.
Yeah, and the learning never ending, bro. I'm telling you, like, I wish it would just stop at this point, because I'm like, damn, I'm not even done learning. I want to learn that more, but more shit just keeps coming to me. I'm like, god damn. But it's fun, though, man. I absolutely love being drowned in knowledge, bro, and just being fucking hit by every angle from all this different shit, and then learning and connecting it. And it's crazy how so many things connect, man. So many things connect. The way yoga connects with fitness, and I've carried my breathing over to yoga to the weight room, and my lifting has become more efficient, range of motion. So I'm getting better lifts in. I'm going through my full range of motion. I'm becoming more flexible all at the same time. I've lost weight, gained muscle, and it's crazy how everything connects when it's all said and done. And it just, you know, that's just on a small scale. And if you just keep making the paradigm bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets to a point where we're all connected. You know, and once again, it's just another theme that pops up.
It really is, man. The connection, like, it's just a beautiful process. It's all such a beautiful process.
Yeah. You know, come be a Spartan.
I was about to say, I feel like we should issue a challenge to the listeners, since we're talking about friendly competition. I feel like maybe we should issue a challenge out to the listeners or something. What y'all thinking? Y'all think that's a good idea?
Yeah, why not, man? What you
I'm
thinking, huh?
I'm with it. So, like, we can do let's give them some options. So we can do the physical, and then we can do the intellectual. So I know.
Bait on it and then bring us a value on the next.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. Let's do that.
Let's marinate on it and then bring some value on the next one.
Yeah, we're gonna have something. We're gonna have something cooking.
Can't rush the process.
That is very true. Yeah, that is very true. So yeah, we're gonna sit on that. We're gonna think on that. We're gonna give y'all a challenge for the next episode. So definitely stay tuned for that. But it's competition. Like, it'll put you to the next level. Like, can't say it enough. You get a little healthy competition in your life, it'll definitely take you to new heights. And there's really no other way to say it. I mean, we went over it in this episode multiple times and multiple ways.
Healthy competition with the people around you, mm-hmm. with the people at your round table, and healthy competition with yourself.
Exactly.
That's
your greatest adversary right there, oneself.
But you got to tighten up that network also, you know, got to tighten up that network. You know, so like if the people around you ain't pushing for higher and greater levels, there's something wrong with that. Either you're gonna push them and they're gonna do that, they're gonna, you know, receive it, or you're gonna they're gonna consume, you know, their habits, you know, or their bad habits. So you gotta either create that environment or you're gonna have to get into a new environment, you know. So just know how heavy of an impact your network and the people around you has on you, you know. So we gotta keep, you gotta be aware, we gotta be conscious, because everything that we do here is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do here is intentional. We're not letting nothing happen by mistake. We're not letting nothing happen by chance. So if you want that positivity in your life, you have to go after it, you have to pursue it, and you have to make it your everyday life.
Come
mic.
Be a Spartan. Come be a Spartan.
Yeah, for real. Come be a Spartan with us, man. And like we say every episode, I mean, you're more than welcome. I mean, come talk to us on Twitter at PSpartan3, Facebook. I mean, hit the inbox for the Facebook. I mean, drop some suggestions on the page, whatever. You can even leave a voice message for us. You know what I mean? We'll throw you on the episode, because we definitely appreciate the love, because everything we do here, we're doing for y'all just as much as we're doing it for ourselves. I mean, because we're trying to build that Spartan community, that community of positivity, so that way we can push it out. Because, like you said, two minds are better than one. 1,000 minds are better than 100. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So like my man Nick said, come be a Spartan, you know, and let's change the world for the better.
Come join our mastermind.
Please, please, do. Please do. Well, y'all got any closing thoughts or anything y'all want to put out to the people, bro?
I'm good, bro. Like, I think we got everything out this go around, man.
Yeah. I gotta agree. Yeah, come follow me. Nap time. EEZZZZ. That's both Twitter and Instagram. Come say what's up, man.
Yeah. Just come talk to us. We're pushing out a lot more content, keeping y'all motivated. You know what I mean? We're gonna be getting more consistent with the episodes. You know what I mean? It's a work in progress, and we're excited.
There's a lot. Yeah. Like we said last time, every burner on the stove is full, and all our minds we're becoming in sync, and we're throwing ideas back and forth at each other, and we coming.
I be feeling like Chef Emerald sometimes. Bam, because we're here cooking, and then it's like, ooh, you know what would be dope? Bam,
sprinkle this, sprinkle that.
Definitely, but it was, you know, it's definitely enjoyable to do these episodes. You know, I mean, we just want to keep y'all motivated, keep y'all in good thoughts and good spirits, whether you headed to work, you know what I mean, whether you headed back to the house, whether you're on your way to do whatever. Just give it your best effort, give it your 100, because you are the greatest you that there will ever be. So go out and do it to the fullest. And as always, positivity, prosperity. Peace.